My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to a Monday Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast. On this, the 25th day of March, 2024, coming to you from a very seasonal Central Virginia area, Bedford County, right near Lynchburg. Quite a few stories this morning. By the way, good morning, Hot Air Tom. Good morning, Mike. The lead story today comes from our friends over at Carnival on fire on the Carnival Freedom. Also today, we're going to talk about a couple crew members that passed away on New Amsterdam, propulsion issues for the Brilliance of the Seas, a boom supersonic test flight, Spectrum of the Seas cruise canceled, a scuba bunny returns. What? Hot Air Tom possibly looking for a new job as a python bounty hunter, and a new beach club in Cozumel. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock today. Today, folks, is a National Lobster Newburgh Day. All it has to have is the word lobster in there, and I'm in. So, I like lobster Newburgh. I mean, not as much as I like other things, but with lobster, but Newburgh's okay. Hey, good morning, Larry. Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Joanne and Tammy. Good morning to all of you guys. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net. Or wherever you get your podcasts from, just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News. All the big guys. TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, any of them. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. If you are listening via a podcast and ever want to hop over to the video feed, there's always a link in the description so you can do just that. Goodness, I see that Elizabeth on location is here, says Buenos Dias. So since she happens to be there, I was going to talk about her this morning. So the other night, I don't remember which night it was, sometime this weekend, she was eating at an Indian restaurant there in wherever she is in Mexico, across the little pond from Cozumel. She went to an Indian restaurant. Now, you guys all know that I'm an expert on Indian cuisine. So anyway... So now also keep in mind that Elizabeth also is vegan. So she's now an Indian vegan. And she had papadams. I feel reasonably comfortable that I pronounced that right, but I'm going to slaughter the hell out of this one, guys. This looked really good. I said, man, that looks like a bowl of chili almost. Well, actually, it's got potatoes and peas and it's really hot. And it's called Alu Mater or something like that. A-L-O-O-M-A-T-A-A-R. However you pronounce that. But that she had that. And I think she sweated for at least an hour. All right, we've been talking quite a bit about our friend Ivan Cox, the author. He's author of several books. Blood Pudding, by the way, maybe gets made into a movie. And Cruise Ship Doctor is under consideration for the same thing. We're going to do a group cruise on for the Cruise Ship Doctor on November the 16th. So some of you folks that might want to just take this as a one of the cruises with Chili, feel free to jump in and join us. Sails November the 16th out of Port Canaveral on the Norwegian Epic. Stops at Puerto Plata, St. Thomas, Tortola, and Great Stirrup Cay. Solo with all four perks. Start at $16.79. That is with taxes and port charges, a drinks package, excursion, $50 per excursion credit, one specialty dining, and Wi-Fi, 150 minutes of Wi-Fi. And taxes and port charges. Did I say that? $16.79. So that's $16.79 out the door. Nothing added to it unless you want something special. If it's double occupancy, because this is going to be, this is not really a solo cruise, but solos are more than welcome. But double occupancy is with all four perks, starts at $1,040 each. So it's a decent deal for solos. And that's with the same perks for the double occupancy. So please come and join us. All you have to do is call me, text me, send up smoke signals, doesn't matter. Just get a hold of me. Send me a message. And I can get you hooked right up. All right. That's November the 16th. By the way, Ivan will be a host. He'll be all over the ship. He'll do all sorts of things. He's going to do some entertainment. He's going to have a friend with him. He's also a piano player. They're going to take some scenes out of the book. He'll probably do some readings. And, you know, if you happen to book a cruise here, folks, you get the book for free. And, you know, if you take him with you on the cruise, he's going to be there. He'll sign his autograph on all your books and things. And who knows? Maybe one day it'll be a movie. And, you know, so. But anyway, that's coming up in November. Now, my next cruise, folks, I have not talked a whole lot about it because I booked it as a cheapy short-termer, and that's coming up on the 25th of April out of Jacksonville on the Carnival Elation. I haven't sailed Carnival since before the pandemic. I was going to sail twice now. I was going to sail on Carnival, and both times I had to cancel out. The one with Pittsburgh Jason was over my stupid big toe, which is still giving me problems. But, you know, I'm getting by with it. But anyway, that I had to cancel out because of that, because I couldn't drive. But anyway, so I'm going to go back to Carnival. I've never sailed out of Jacksonville, so that's one thing I wanted to do. And I've not been on the Elation. So that was two things that I wanted to do. that's going to be on the 25th. Now, there are still some inside and ocean view cabins available if anybody is interested. I'm not doing this as a cruise with Chili and going through all the shenanigans. But if you're interested, call me. $278 starting price for insides plus 141 taxes. $387 for Ocean View plus 141 taxes. So $419 or $528 And that's with taxes and port charges. And then if you want the drinks packages and anything else, that's going to be extra. But that's just the base, bare, cheapy cruise, which is what I'm doing. I didn't even get a drinks package because that's, like $69 a day for a short cruise. I can't drink that much. So I did get my Diet Coke package, the soda package. And of course, I got my Wi-Fi so I can do this silliness while I'm on the cruise. All right. Did I have anything else this morning? Oh, yeah, sure. Of course I did. This is, of course, my friend Sylvia. She's out there on the beach at Smyrna Beach. That's those of you that aren't familiar with Smyrna Beach, just right outside of Daytona Beach. So that's really good sand to be out rolling on, as opposed to soft sand, which can give you fits. But Sylvia is in her C2 power chair. That's the same chair I use, only her body's a little different than mine is. And she uses the C2 for some different reasons than I do. But the Wellspring Collection celebration goes on for a few more days, goes on to the 31st. If you purchase a Model F, now that's the lighter weight fold-up model, or the Model C2 this month, you will get $250 to use toward accessories. That offer is valid until March the 31st. Now, if you should call the Scoot Around Store go on the Scoot Around Store website or call the toll-free number, all you have to do is tell them code CHILLIE, CHILLIE, the longest way possible, code CHILLIE. Not only will you get a discount on the scooter, but you'll also get the $250 for accessories. That's through the month. The Will Power Chair Spring Celebration and Scoot Around Celebration. So that would be awesome. All right, the top story today, folks. I'm sure by now many of you have heard about this or possibly even saw my short on it this weekend. Got a little more information on it this morning. But the Carnival Freedom, which was cruising about 20 miles from Eleuthera Island, in the Bahamas, reported a fire on its port side exhaust funnel on Saturday at approximately 3:15 p.m. Carnival Freedom was sailing on a four-night round-trip itinerary to the Bahamas from Port Canaveral when adverse weather in the waters around the Bahamas forced the ship to cancel a scheduled call at Princess Cay. Around mid-afternoon, eyewitness accounts and subsequent reports confirmed a fire aboard the vessel. Carnival reported the flames were extinguished 2 hours after it began, with damage confined to the funnel where part of the structure collapsed onto deck 10. According to Carnival Cruise Line, and I quote, the ship's fire response team was quickly activated and the ship's captain, I found this one interesting, the ship's captain turned the vessel towards the heavy rain in the area to maximize the efforts to put out the flames. I thought that was pretty slick. The cause of the fire is unknown, although there's been some speculation and some passengers have claimed that it might be attributed to a lightning strike. One passenger said that it was storming and the loudest thunder and lightning boom I have ever heard. Just a few minutes later, we saw smoke and fire coming out. Weather reports in the area reported scattered thunderstorms and winds up to 20 miles an hour. Cruise line stated eyewitnesses reported the possibility of a lightning strike, and that is being investigated but cannot yet be confirmed. Guests were told to stay away from the outdoor areas and balconies as a portion of the funnel fell onto deck 10. U.S. Coast Guard was notified of the situation. Fire was fully extinguished by 5:20 p.m. and no injuries were reported. Carnival Cruise Line has now been forced to cancel two cruises of the Carnival Freedom. During her call in Freeport, the damaged funnel was further inspected, and the damage was more severe than first thought. Thus, today's departure and the March 30th sailing from Port Canaveral are canceled. After dropping off passengers from the 21st sailing, she's going to skedaddle back over to Freeport, where she will go into a situation of repairing at Grand Bahama Shipyard. So, supposedly, two cruises is going to be all, but we shall wait and see on that one. All right, guys, I'll be back with a bunch more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The next story today, folks. On Friday, an explosion in the engine room of the New Amsterdam resulted in the release of steam, which led to the death of two crew members. The catastrophic explosion caused the deaths of HAL employees Joseph Tirado and Wawan Gusnawan. The accident took place around 9 a.m. on Friday, while the Holland America ship was anchored at Half Moon Cay. Mr. Tirado, employed as a third engineer, and Mr. Gusnawan, employed as a wiper, were reportedly installing filters when the steam compensator, unrelated to their duties, exploded. There reportedly were five crew members in the engine room before the explosion. Three left the room and closed the watertight door behind them. The fire team, which assembled after the explosion, could not open the doors for reasons not currently known. The emergency manual hand pump reportedly did not work also. The company said that it notified appropriate authorities and that the cause of the incident was being investigated. The next story today, folks, has to do with Brilliance of the Seas. I was just looking down here. The picture got eaten again. I'm not sure why this thing eats pictures. This was loaded up before, double checked, and now it's gone. Oh, well. Everybody, just think in your mind about the Brilliance of the Seas. That'll work. That'll work just fine. All right, so propulsion issues. For Brilliance of the Seas, Royal Caribbean has announced an unexpected change to Brilliance of the Seas itineraries due to technical difficulties. Slated to depart on a five-night Tasmania cruise on March the 30th, Royal Caribbean announced the voyage of the 2,543-passenger Brilliance of the Seas is now canceled. A Brilliance of the Seas experienced a technical issue on its last sailing and returned early to begin required maintenance. The crew started working on restoring the system, and we were deploying the best experts, said the cruise line. Despite our efforts, we are unable to complete the needed repairs to be ready in time for the sailing on March the 30th. Now, I have not looked it up to see if Brilliance of the Seas has azapods or not, but it certainly sounds like it. So, technical difficulties and propulsion issues sound like azapods. And I'm speculating and guessing. There's no facts to that. I don't want anybody to get all bent out of shape. Purely speculation on my part. All right. The next story is about the Boom Supersonic. The demonstrator aircraft XB-1 safely and successfully executed its first flight at the Mojave Air and Space Port in Mojave, California, flown by XB-1 chief test pilot Bill Doc Shoemaker. I wonder if this is the son of Willie Shoemaker, the jockey. Ooh, that's another one to check on. Today, 2 decades after Concorde's retirement, the first flight of XB-1 marks the return of a civil supersonic aircraft to the skies and paves the way for the revival of Main Street supersonic travel onboard Overture Boom Sustainable Supersonic Airline. So hot air, Tom, it's coming. Be ready. You'll be able to fly across the pond in 17 minutes or something silly like that. All right. This is one of those stories, folks, that I get angry about. I'm not going to blow a gasket, though, this morning. I'm not going to go on a rant. Well, maybe not. Guests booked on the June 14th sailing of Spectrum of the Seas have been notified this week that their cruise has become a charter, and therefore their voyage is now canceled. The original five-night cruise was to have departed from Shanghai and visited 2 ports of call in Japan, Watsushiro, Kumamoto City, and Nagasaki, before returning to Shanghai on June the 19th. While the ship will set sail on that itinerary because it is now a charter cruise, booked guests must now adjust their travel plans. Several alternative options are offered, including a full refund, different sailings on the same ship, and different sailings on other Royal Caribbean ships. Well, what if that just doesn't work out and you had your mind set on Spectrum of the Seas, but does the Royal Caribbean give a damn? No. I guess because they get more money out of a charter. So they're just going to kick all the passengers off. I hate when cruise lines, and it's not just Royal, anybody that does that, I hate it. Absolutely hate it. Should be a law against it. And who's going to pass that? Congress can't even pass a budget. Don't get me started talking about politicians. All right. The Scuba Bunny has returned. The Scuba Bunny made a splashy return this weekend at the Vancouver Aquarium. The Rabbit Whisperer tells me that he might be seen there all week. That's a hot story right off the press. Now, folks, Hot Air Tom, he's been trying to get he tried getting a job on the last cruise he was on. He tried to get a job as a master baker. He tried to get a job as a sheet folder. Well, now Hot Air Tom thinks he can become a python bounty hunter. Now, you see, down there in Florida, the state of Florida has been advertising for python bounty hunters. Burmese python are thought to have come to Florida as pets. back in the mid-90s, from 1996 to 2006, around 99,000 pythons were brought into the United States to be sold as pets. When some escaped into the wild, they found a python paradise rich in prey, such as mice, squirrels, and birds, but also large mammals, including deer and even alligators in Florida. So what the folks in Florida are doing, guys, and this is what has Hot Air Tom so interested in this, you see. You get a python, the state of Florida is going to pay you $50. And then they're going to give you $25 for every foot over 4 feet. So if you got a python like was in that picture, yeah, you're going to make $750-$800 for the python. And then they give you an extra $250 if you get the nest. So I understand that Cindy is all in favor in Hot Air Tom doing this. It's just you go. Leave me your credit card and the checkbook. Go hunt pythons. That's my understanding of the situation over there in Richmond. Cindy and Hot Air Tom. Hot Air Tom, the python. All right, so Royal Caribbean, I fussed at them about this, but now this is something I can be nice about. Royal Caribbean announced plans to open a new Royal Beach Club in Cozumel in 2026. This will be the third private beach club that Royal Caribbean has unveiled, with the first scheduled to open in Nassau next year. The beach club, which will be used exclusively for Royal Caribbean guests, will be located on the western coast of the island in Quintana Roo, which is home to the city of Cancun, dubbed Royal Beach Club Cozumel. The luxury destination will include a variety of amenities and activities such as swim-up bars, private cabanas, snorkeling, kayaking, a street market, and hands-on experiences like tequila tastings. Not for me. No. That somebody else can do that one. And cooking classes. Yeah, well, I'm probably not going to do that one either. But I could go enjoy the beach, and if they have bourbon, I could drink that. Or even if they don't have bourbon, I'd drink beer. You know, I will occasionally drink a beer, folks, just not very often. All right, that's going to end up the news portion of today's show. We covered a lot of ground today. So now let's go see who's fussing at me over in the chat room. Let's see, how far have I gotten? I need a sip of my Diet Coke. Let's see, Gary Oldman there, Joanne, Tammy, that was the last one. Oh, and Elizabeth. Bob's with us. Good morning, Bob. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. Joanne says, hit the button. Yes, hit that like button. Thank you very much. Steve's with us out in Kentucky. Todd's here. Good morning, Todd. Cruising with Calandra says, good morning. Good morning to you, too. Jessica Williams says, hello. Hot Air Tom does not do snakes. that's good. All right. Needless to say, folks, I hope you guys didn't take me seriously on the python story with Hot Air Tom. Now, maybe I was slightly exaggerating, just slightly, just a little. That's good. Hot Air does not do snakes. All right, guys. This afternoon, I got a couple announcements to make. This afternoon, I'm doing an interview, which will be on the show tomorrow, on a young lady out in California, I believe, California, Arizona, someplace out there in the West Coast, Pacific time. She and her husband operate a company that designs and creates adaptive equipment. But both are in chairs. So they have, these are things that they find that they can use. Well, they were at the LA Expo, which was last weekend or the weekend before last. Weekend before last, I believe it was. I had hoped to be speaking at the LA Expo, but it came down to them choosing between me and one other person, and they chose the other person. It's okay, because I'm new enough at this game to somebody else had more experience than I had. That's fine. But these same folks were there because they were just right kind of around the corner in the expo hall from the Will Power Chair booth. But anyway, they had quite a, even though they were vendors in the LA Expo, which of course was for all accessibility, adaptive services in the LA area. It's national convention, national show. They had problems with the reservation in a hotel, with them promising accessible rooms and not delivering. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the show a little bit. We're going to talk about their company, which is called K. Wow, what's the initials? KFK Designs. Adaptive innovation, creating new adaptive products and finding unique solutions for those with limited hand function. So that's going to be on the show tomorrow. And then whatever news we find out about too. So I'm looking forward to that. So I'm taping that interview this afternoon at 2 o'clock my time, which is 11 o'clock Pacific time, I think, if I remember correctly. But anyway, that's up ahead of me today. And then I'll see everybody back here tomorrow. So, as always, guys, thanks for being here. Smash that thumbs up button like who said that? Laura said that. That helps me out a lot. If you haven't subscribed, we went through a lull there for about a week where I wasn't picking up very much. Well, it seemed to be jumping back on into at least medium gear, if not high gears. We're up to 5468 now, I think, as of this morning. So if you haven't subscribed, please hit that subscribe button. The bell notification will let you know when I go live or when a new video is up. So make sure you do that. Doesn't cost you a thing. That really helps the channel out. I'm shooting for 10,000 by the second Tuesday of next week. So, all right, that's going to wrap it up for today. Don't forget, we got all kinds of cruises out there that you can holler and join me. Alaska coming up. Didn't even talk about that today. Still got some openings on Alaska. If you want to go on the crazy Carnival Elation, which is a really cheapy four-night cruise out of Jacksonville, let me know. And then we've got the cruise ship Doctor Group Cruise in November. We've got the two Hot Air Tom cruises from Boston to Quebec and Quebec back to Boston. And then I'm going to try to come up with, see if some of you might want to join us on the TAs next year. So I still got a lot of catching up to do, but we're trying to get one foot in front of the other, trying to come up with a nice setup for Cruising with Chili website where we can just go to for all the different cruises and all the different information and the excursions and things to do and all those kind of things. So that's under construction. Hopefully we'll be coming out real soon. All right, guys. That's it for today. As always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a fantastic day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.